Orillia OPP officers responded to reports of a gun shot in the area of Davie Drive Wednesday afternoon. Armed with a description of a vehicle seen fleeing the area, officers were able to quickly locate and stop the vehicle near the intersection of West Mount and Berry Road, according to a media release. One officer sustained minor injuries during the traffic stop, police noted. The OPP's emergency response team, canine unit, forensic identification services, helicopter and scene of crime officer responded to search the area. A firearm and a magazine were recovered, police say. As a result of the investigation, two people are facing multiple charges. Christoph Brown, a 28-year-old from Toronto, has been charged with obstruct peace officer, possession of firearm contrary to prohibition order, 2 counts, possession of ammunition contrary to prohibition order, 2 counts, possession of Schedule 1 substance for purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of prohibited or restricted firearm with ammo, occupant of motor vehicle knowing there was a firearm, knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm, unauthorized possession of a weapon, possession of prohibited device for a dangerous purpose, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose, firearm use while committing offense, possession of property obtained by crime, under $5,000. Courtney Otte, a 28-year-old from Brantford, has been charged with flight from peace officer, obstruct peace officer, dangerous operation, possession of Schedule 1 substance for purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of prohibited or restricted firearm with ammo, occupant of motor vehicle knowing there was a firearm, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, unauthorized possession of a weapon, possession of prohibited device for a dangerous purpose, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose, firearm use while committing offense, possession of property obtained by crime, under $5,000. Assault a peace officer with a weapon. Both accused are scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Orillia to answer to the charges today. Orillia OPP believe this to be an isolated incident and believe no danger to the general public exists, notes the media release. The investigation is ongoing.